Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
There used to be so many kids out in my neighborhood when I was growing up
that sometimes cars would come through down my street and have to stop or slow down because we were in the street maybe playing football or kickball or whatever. And they'd come up the hill and they'd come over the hill and they'd see us playing and they'd say, stop, because we were all in the street. And we'd have to stop and open up the street so they could pass through. Okay? That's how it was when we were growing up. But today, these kids today, they're all into these handheld devices. They're all into these video games, and they don't get out. They don't get the exercise that we got. Y'all with me? That's why there's so much obesity now in the States as far as kids go, because they aren't out and about doing things. They aren't outside doing things. They aren't, you know, involved in a lot of activities because all these recreation centers around the city are shut down. You know, these councilmen and city people have ripped off the Parks and Recreation Department, and they don't allocate money to them anymore. They're allocating money to different places now, so the kids don't have anything to go to. So when I was growing up, I had, you know, we had the recreation center. We had the community swimming pool that we could go to and stay there all day during the summer. And we just had activities to do, as well as we had so many friends in our neighborhood and in our community that's where we hung out. And everyone knew each other. You know, so but today, and that's how I wanted to get into my episode, because if you read your show notes, today's episode is called "At What Age Should Kids Get Out of the House?" And you know, I'm not talking about young kids now. Of course, I'm talking about older kids after high school, after college, things like that. At what age should kids get out of the house? And for me, it's, you know, it's hard to say at what age should kids get out of the house. Maybe I should have titled it differently, but I don't think there's really a rhyme or reason to say what age should kids get out of the house. Because I know when I was growing up, my mom said, as long as you're in school, you can stay here and this and that. But when you get out of school, you need to be looking for your job, looking for your place to stay, and get on your own. Mom always told me that that her job is, you know, to bring me up as a respectful young man, and help me to get to be independent, to get out on my own, to take care of myself, okay? And that's what she did. And, you know, I came out of high school. I went to college a few years, and then I wanted to make money. So I came home from college, and I got me a job. Then she taught me how to pay bills. So I started, she gave me the responsibility of a couple of bills. And then one day she said, hey, man, you need to have your own place. You need to have your own place. Okay? And that was the start of me. And I'll say that may have been, let's see, 22, 23 years old, somewhere in there. Because I got married at 24, 26, 24. I hope my wife isn't listening to this. But I got married at 24. And actually, next week, next Tuesday, is my 25-year anniversary. So I've been married for 25 years in a week. Or not even a week, okay? But that was the age that I got out of the house. I was about 23 years old when I got out of the house, all right? And so I say, I'm not putting the age of 23 as when you should get out of the house. But what I'm saying is, once your kid comes out of high school, if they don't go to college or some type of trade school or something like that, then the next step is for them to get a job and to get out and get their own place. They have to understand that what it takes to be out on your own, what it takes to take care of yourself, and how much it takes to take care of yourself. And they need the responsibility of paying bills. Okay? So, you know, like I said, I don't know if I should have titled this episode "At What Age Should Kids Get Out of the House?" Maybe I should have said, you know, when is a good time for kids to get out of the house? Okay, but for you to shelter your kids and say, you know, baby, don't worry about getting out on your own. I'm here. Long as I'm here and taking care of the house and all this stuff, you can stay here. Well, you're not equipping your kids for life, okay? And this is just my opinion. You know, I know I get probably, you know, may get emails or voice messages or things like that about this, but these are my opinions, okay? And I'm just saying that I think that. And, you know, while your kids are in high school, things like that, you should start molding them into being as independent as they can be. Now, I think that at this time, at this day and age, that coming out of high school and not going to college, not going to trade school, may be a mistake. Okay? As far as taking care of yourself, being independent goes. Simply because, unless you're in trade school, unless you're in college, when you come out of high school today, there really isn't a lot of jobs that you're going to be able to take that's going to pay you well enough for you to be able to be out on your own, maybe a single guy or a single girl to be out on their own, have their own place, have their own car, transportation, being able to pay all their bills, pay, you know, get all their groceries, all this stuff, and have discretionary money on the side. I don't think you can do that at this day and age with just a high school diploma. I'm not saying that it's not doable, because, you know, some people are doing that. But I believe that in, you know, today's society, today's world, you're going to have to come out of high school, you're going to have to go to college or trade school, okay? College isn't meant for everyone, okay? So people that aren't going to college maybe should go to trade school and find something that they can do. Find something that you may be passionate about, learn about it, and get to be a professional at it. Okay? Because you'll make some great money, you know, plumbers, electricians, HVAC workers, I mean, heating and air people, you know, all these type of jobs that come from going to trade school and learning that trade are great money makers, okay? And then going to college and going through college and getting a degree, a college degree, having a college education is a great way to get you a nice paying job. Now, you may not be making the six figures like you want, but that'll get you a job making some good money where you'll be able to take care of yourself. You can be independent. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and give me your opinion about, you know, when should be a good time for kids to get out of the house. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a story, and this is a true story. It's a fact. When I was growing up, my mom's brother, okay, I'm not going to say his name, but my mom's brother stayed with my grandmother, his mother, until she passed on, okay? Now, my uncle was older than my mom. She was the baby of the family, so he was, you know, he was ahead of her in age, and then she had an older brother who was older than him. So he was the middle child, okay? So my mom was out of the house. She gone on. She done got married and had kids. My oldest uncle, he got out of the house. He gone on. He got married. He had kids, place of his own. Now my uncle, the middle child, now he, you know, he was the one that ran the streets. He was the one that drank all the time. He was the hellraiser of the family. Okay? Now, and he never did get married. He never had kids, thank God. But he was the hellraiser of the family. And he stayed in my grandma's basement forever. Like I said, until she passed on. And you know, he was funny. If anybody out there listening to the show know my uncle, y'all know how he was. But now he's a humble man. He doesn't drink, he doesn't carry on like he used to. He's humble now. Okay? You wouldn't even know he's in the room if you guys were in a room together at this point. But back then, you knew when he came in the house. Okay? But you know, what I'm trying to say is he stayed with my grandmother and my granddad all his life until they passed on. I mean, I'd say when my grandmom passed, he was at least 65 years old. I may be above or below or whatever, but he was at least, I think, 65 years old. Okay, and he was staying at home with my grandmother. Now, y'all don't laugh out there, because I know that some of the people that are listening to the show have kids staying with them right now who are 40 years old, 30 years old. Okay, so, you know, don't laugh, because they may be there until you pass on. Okay, but it's the parents' fault. I think it's the parents' fault. Because just like, you know, you think about a bird, okay? I'm going to use a bird as an example. Because birds, they lay eggs, they sit on the eggs, they hatch them, or they have, you know, they have the babies. And then at a certain point, they make these babies fly. I mean, they come in, they bring them food, they keep them, have them a place to stay and all this. They take care of them until they get old enough where they can fly. I don't know how they understand when they're old enough to fly or whatever. I don't know that. They, you know, God gave them something to know that, to figure that out. But they know when to kick them out the nest, you know? Y'all heard that term? It's time for you to get out of the nest. So they push him out of the nest. And then all of a sudden, hey, they start flying. Because if they don't, if they stay on there, if they fall down and hit that ground and don't fly, what's going to happen? They're not going to make it. Okay? They're not going to make it. And the parents understand this. So they have to push them out and make them fly. That's all I'm saying. You have to, at some point, push. You have to push these kids. Push them to do better. Push them to get out on their own. Push them to be independent. Push them to take care of themselves. Because your job is to take care of your kids until they're old enough to take care of themselves, to be independent. All right? It wasn't your idea to keep them under your wing forever until you pass away. That's not your idea for your kids, see? Or that's not my idea for my kids. My idea for my kids is to get through school, get out of high school, get into college, get out of college, get your degree, get you a decent paying job, and hey, now you can get out on your own. You can be independent. Now, some kids, you don't even have to push them. They're flying fast. Okay? They get out on their own faster than maybe you want them to. But they're out there. And that's what you want. I mean, you may feel like, it's not time for Tracy to go yet. You know, well, what's time? What's the age for Tracy to leave? We don't know that. Okay? We're not birds. So we don't know that we don't know what age Tracy should leave. All we know is that Tracy's gotta go at some point. She's gotta go. So you gotta put it in their heads that once you go through school, get out of school, now, it's time for you to be independent. It's time for you to start taking care of yourself. Okay? So that's the time, I think, when kids should get out of the house. And they should get out of the house and go get their own places to stay. They should have their own job. They can do what they want. Simply because, you know, I'm being honest here with you. When I was at home with my mom, I did crazy stuff. Although I was paying bills and stuff, I come home after drinking and go in my room and pass out. You know, didn't do some of my chores. You know, she'd get on to me about that. All right, Mom, I'm making my own money now. Okay, you're making your own money now, but you still got chores. Okay, you don't want to do chores? You're making your own money now? All right, get your own place. You either got to do chores at home with your parents, or you're going to have to do chores at your home without your parents. But either way, you have to do chores. Okay? So you start nurturing these kids and teaching them about doing chores and taking care of themselves, teach them how to wash clothes, teach them how to cook, teach them how to do all the things that they need to be able to take care of themselves once they get out of the house. That's what happened to me. And that's probably what happened to most of you guys out there that are listening to my show right now, who are out on your own, okay, who are taking care of yourselves, you know, and you may have kids now, just like me, and you want to give them a good foundation to stand on. Okay? The best foundation for them to stand on is a foundation where you teach them how to take care of themselves. Teach them how to pay bills. Teach them what, you know, checkbooks about. Teach them how to balance their checkbooks. Teach them about money, because they don't get taught that in school. Your kids go to school every day for years and years and years, but they don't get taught about money in school. Oh yeah, we did the penny and the dime and the nickel and the quarter and the dollar, $5. We knew how to add that stuff and we knew what those were about. But we didn't know how to, we never learned how to balance a checkbook in school. You know, that should be a part of the curriculum today in high school, is to teach kids about money, how to handle money, and how to take care of themselves. Because a lot of them are going from high school straight out there and start getting jobs and start trying to take care of themselves. But if they don't understand money, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, like I said, you have to teach your kids about money and how to take care of themselves when they get out on their own, okay? Because if you don't, the streets will, okay? And the streets may not teach them the right way. I'm going to say this. The streets will not teach them the right way. So you have to. Okay. I got about 2 minutes left in the show. Think about this. When I'm going to close on this. Think about this. If you teach your kids the correct or the right way to do something, then when they're on their own without you to help them make that decision, they're going to make that decision based on what you taught them in life while they were with you. So if you teach them right, 9 times out of 10, they're going to make the right decision when it comes down to it. Right? So that's what I'm hoping that you guys are doing right now at home, is teaching your kids the right way to do things. If you teach them right, they'll make the right decisions. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or even corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. They also help you with IRS issues. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. You guys have a great evening. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys. Have a great day. I'll see you in about 23.5 hours. Good night. I'll be gone for a while. When you see me,
have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?